Throughout Istanbul, state distributors are now selling subsidized food. The centers are an initiative of President Erdogan and proving popular. At this one, hundreds of people are queuing to benefit from vegetables being sold at half what they'd sell for at markets. For people like Ayşegül, desperate to find relief from soaring food prices that have seen potatoes and onions more than triple in price, these centres are more than welcome.
The price of food is so high. Sometimes you go to the street market and head back home without buying anything. Why? Because the produce is so expensive. You check out the leeks and you see they cost 6-7 lira. The price of spinach has gone up to 10 lira. Okay, I can afford some, but larger families can't buy at these prices.
Katip, arzu halim yaz yare böyle. Şekerler ezeyim, şirin dillere.
President Erdogan is in the midst of campaigning for critical local elections in March, and he's very well aware of the growing public discontent. Erdogan is looking for a scapegoat and is blaming food distributors and sellers, accusing them of price gouging and even labeling them food terrorists.
Domates, patates, patlıcan, sivri biber.
In recent days, they've begun playing a game on Turkey. The price of eggplants, tomatoes, potatoes and cucumbers started to escalate. It was a terrorist attack. We will not allow them to launch this terror. I promise you that we will deal with the terrorists who are behind these rising prices the way we've dealt with other terrorists that threaten our country.
Erdogan has not been making empty threats. Police are raiding supermarkets and wholesalers suspected of price gouging and hoarding. Major supermarket chains have taken the hint, slashing prices. Shop signs claim products are now being sold at below cost price, along with limits on the amount that can be purchased. But economist Cengiz Aktar warns of the dangerous consequences of such policies.
This has nothing to do with economics. Turkey will dearly pay for these mistakes because these are gross economic mistakes. There will be huge price increases. People will have difficulties to buy food. The public finances will certainly collapse one day because the international lenders lend less and less, or when they lend to Turkey, they ask for very high price.
Erdogan's campaign of suppressing prices through subsidies and threats is driving small-time sellers to despair. Istanbul's huge Tuesday market has traditionally been a place for bargains. But Mehmet, a trader, is looking at his mountain of unsold potatoes. He says he can't compete against the state and its subsidized food.
It's reduced our sales by 50%. The customers come here, see the prices, and don't buy anything. They just walk off. Prices are very high. You cannot compete with the state. How can we? The state buys something for 3.5 lira and sells it for 2.
This trader, Ali, who sells tomatoes, has resorted to singing to try and drum up business.
My sales aren't falling because there are no sales. How can sales go down when you don't have any sales in the first place? You've been here by my side for the last half an hour. Have you seen me selling any produce? I've been screaming my heart out since this morning and have only sold 2 kilos to 2 customers.
Driving down food prices and with it public discontent is seen as key to Erdogan's party maintaining control of key cities like Istanbul in next month's polls. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.